الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين كفروا. صدق الله العظيم. When we have forgotten our goal of life, for what purpose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, then very, very unfortunately, we are involved in scoring goals. And what is scoring a goal? That a pigskin soccer started. It was first a pigskin that they used. Now it's a leather ball, whatever, synthetic, whatever is being used. But just to get it between two poles, every effort, billions of dollars are spent to make the stadium. How much of money is spent? People who come for the World Cup, people who are watching it in their countries on TV, how much of work is stopped? All that is just to see that who can get a pigskin between two poles. Is that the object of life? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. If you analyze soccer, that is what it is. 22 people on the ground, to 11 this side, 11 that side. And the whole object is just to get that ball between two poles. And for that, people are going mad, people are dancing, people are screaming, people are fighting. There is match fixing that is taking place. Sports has become a gamble. People bet on their teams, and then there is match fixing after that. Bribery that takes place, all the intermingling of the sexes, the music that takes place, and the liquor, even if it's not on the stadium, but everywhere else, all the liquor. As we had, the information came that the biggest liquor store in the world was in Qatar. All the things here, for all this, just to get one ball between two poles. Allah Ta'ala didn't create us for that. And as it also said, with all Allah's ni'mats which He gave us, our eyes, our brains, our heart, Iman, Islam, all the so many of Allah's ni'mats, we have to be grateful to Allah Ta'ala. And when we are not grateful to Allah Ta'ala, we are great fools. The person becomes a great fool when he's not grateful to Allah Ta'ala. And when we forgot the object and the goal of our life, the whole life was just around a ball. Just for getting it, scoring a goal this side, or scoring a goal that side. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not create us for that. We have got a much more serious matter. The eternal life of the Akhirah that we have to prepare for. Not this fleeting world, and not all the haram things of this world that we get involved in. We have to be preparing for Akhirah. And really, a person who has a life of even 100 years and over 100 years, he hasn't got a minute, a moment to waste. Our time is so short to prepare for such a long life which doesn't come to an end. What is 100 years life? What is 1,000 years life compared to that life which never comes to an end? And then we are wasting it all in these things. In this ayat of the Quran Sharif, the one ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. This dunya's life is nothing but play and wasting of time, passing of time. لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. That is what this dunya is. In another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That this dunya is only a box of deception. So this lahwa la'ib, it equals to deception. It is just deception that we are in this world. Nothing else but deception. When we're falling in all this, and how sad that students of deen, they also fall in this. And ulama also, and good people, all involved in this. This is all the coming of Dajjal. When Dajjal will come, how people who have got weak iman, and we will get attracted to Dajjal. Dajjal hasn't come still, but we know so many people who could just not stay away from this force. Some students also came and they asked for treatment, that we're just going on, we don't want to, but it just pulls us. It has that force, Dajjal will come, it will be also like a magnetic force, how he will pull people towards all his kufr and shirk. However, to all of us, let us take note that whoever will read the first 10 ayahs of Surah Kahf and the last 10 ayahs, try and read the first 10 every morning. It's not even a minute. And the last 10 every night. And Jum'ah, read the whole Surah Kahf. And if we can read the whole Surah Kahf, which is so vital and important every day, then we will get saved from Dajjal. Now we see already who can save themselves from the cell phone and all the filth and harm and dirt on the cell phone. Everyone gets involved in that. And with this World Cup, who could save themselves? Good people. People who slaved in the cover, old, great-grandfathers, all are involved in it. So it is a very great danger and a very great fitna. In the other ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina aminu, la tattakhidhu ladhina attakhadhu deenahum huzuwan wa la'iba. Awliya, don't take those people as your friends. Those people who have taken this dunya, this lahwa and lab of this dunya, they made that the object. And how sad it is that good people, good so-called ulama, and ulama who graduated in our madaris, ulama who graduated under us, not in Salafi madrasas, not in Barelvi madrasas, not in some modernist madrasa. In our madrasa, we also praising the Qatar government that they started the whole, this whole World Cup with ayats of Quran Sharif. And how they work on us and make us big stupid. That a person, it is said that, was in a wheelchair, is calling out Adhan. And they are giving da'wat there. All this here is just a huge deception. If a person drinks alcohol, liquor, it is haram. Whether you read one or whole Quran on that before you start drinking, it won't make that haram halal. So all this, the haram which takes place, pure waste of time, valuable time, waste of money, waste of energy, waste of everything. And then all that is fi nafsihi, this all the sport, and just watching it, and just supporting the team, and which team is going to win, etc. Who scored goals? We make that like the object of our life. We forget everything else that is totally haram. And then li ghairihi, all the other things that come with it. All the intermingling of the sexes, man watching woman, woman watching man. And how many women watch this player and they feel that my husband is useless, he is good for nothing. Look at this player, look at his build, look how he looks. How many women get involved in so terrible sins and gunas? And it's not a small thing. One time, some years ago, one lady of our country, very pious, the responsible lady of the tabligh work in her area, she phoned to say that she's in love with Sheikh Shurain, the Imam of the Haram, just by watching him on the TV all the time. And she didn't know now what to do. She was obsessed with his love for a deeny person like this. And then what to say about these all the sports players. And then all the haram things they doing, making sajda with their shorts, their satr is not covered. What kind of a sajda? What a mockery of deen. And then which direction are they facing qibla? Have they got wuzu? What kind of a sajda? And today, unfortunately, deen has become such a mockery by our ulama who studied in our madrasas that they say, see, those players, after that they went and make khidmat of their mother. What a stupid thing. What has the soccer got to do with the khidmat of the mother? Or the mothers were giving them dua. For haram things you're giving dua, how dangerous isn't it? For your iman, it is so dangerous. If you make somebody wants to commit zina, and you make dua, I wish everything goes well with it, and he can commit his zina, or he wants to drink alcohol, and you make dua for him, what is your condition? So and good ulama praising the Qatar government, they started this with ayats of the Quran Sharif. They're giving da'wah there. So many people accepted Islam. Whoever, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us also the opportunity. We gave many people the da'wah of Islam. Many accepted also. But whoever is in that field who gives the da'wah to non-Muslims, no, the major problem is he reads kalima at your hand. He accepts, the next day he's back to where he was. He does all those wrong things. And what type of Islam are they accepting there also? Dr. Naik's Islam, Salafi Islam. Or are they accepting some Shia Islam, Qadiani Islam, modernist Islam, which Islam? And what which comes from a haram source? That Dawah, Islam is the Dawah, the whole of Islam. Al Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Deen is complete. The whole Deen is complete. The effort of Deen also is complete. We have to do it in the right way. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali says that if you use the haram means, TV, YouTube channels to propagate Islam, and even if hundreds of people accept Islam, we are responsible and we are sinners in the eyes of Allah for using the wrong means. And if we use the right means and no one accepts Islam, but we did our duty in the correct way, we are totally successful by Allah Ta'ala. So it isn't just the end result. And that also we know how flimsy it is. All who give da'wah to non-Muslims know the major problem is that they don't stay on their Islam. They very quickly, they again turn away. Illa mashallah, whom Allah Ta'ala wishes to. So all this yet, and then what is all this? What is called mulamma bazi. That is like a gold plating. You have iron. Like for example, our Quran Sharif stands here. They are just all iron, ordinary steel, iron, but painted gold. So it doesn't make it gold. It is just a gold covering. How many people have the utensils, the plates, the cups, the saucers, with a gold on the side, a gold ring? And for Muslims to use gold for man is haram. We are not allowed. And that is not gold, it's just a gold plating. Though it is permissible. Maulana Asad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, when he visited our country and there were these type of utensils, he said, don't use these. Though we all know it is not gold, but little children seeing it, they don't know the difference. Whether it's genuine gold or it's just gold plating. And when they grow up, they will say, our parents, they were pious. They were five times namazis, they were in deen. And they used this, and it was gold, so it's permissible. Don't use utensils that are used for liquor, wine glasses, etc. Even if you are just drinking water in those wine glasses, and you are just drinking juice in the wine glasses, but don't use wine glasses. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, the Rahmatullah Ali, once in our cellars, usually the cellars that we have, you have a fork there. He became so angry on the fork. He says, my heart desires I must break this fork. It's not our tariqah, the fork. It's the way of the kuffar. Their tariqah. It's not our tariqah. So to be sensitive of all these things. But only that person will be whose heart is clean. A person whose heart is polluted and living in kufr and shirk and in the environment of the kuffar, listening to the media all the time, listening to what the government has got to say, listening to what atheist scientists have to say, and their hearts are polluted with that, this doesn't make sense to them. To them, you are just stressing and emphasizing of all the small, unnecessary things. But a person who has got iman, he will know these are very, very important things. So all this, there are some people, especially like in boarding places, madrasa, we have a boarding, many places like this, so they play pranks on their friends. And what they do is they make a parcel of food, but no food inside, cow dung, empty beer cans, all filth and dirt. And what they cover it up with? Some gift wrap. And the outward wrapping now is very beautiful. And if they go to this extent also, they'll tell a friend of this, your food parcel has come from home. Home food is always, or everyone looks forward to home food. So you buy us all juices, cold drinks. And now then they open it up, and he buys also, he gets fooled like that. And then when he opens it up, all that cow dung, all the filth and dirt. So all this soccer, this world tournament, is all that filth and dirt, which is worse than this cow dung also. This is also najis, napas. But the kufr and shirk which is in there, all the mixing of man and woman, all the music, all everything else, which all the wrong things which are there, this is even worse. And all sitting in the company of the kuffar that have come from where and where. And innamal mushrikuna najasun, that this mushrik, they are najasat. And the outward najasat, napaki is napaki. They live in napaki. They don't make istinja after urinating. Drops of urine are falling. After doing number two, they don't wash. They just use a tissue paper to polish themselves with the dirt. That is what theirs is. Their life is there. So they are napaki outwardly. Their hearts are filled with worse napaki of kufr and shirk. Disbelieve in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is what they have got all within them. And we in that company all the time. And to mix, Allahu Akbar, to mix the sin, vice, haram, with piety, with good things. You don't need anyone to be your enemy. You don't need anyone to make jadu on you. You're the worst enemy of your own self. Like for example, you have a TV, and on top of the TV you got Ayatul Kursi, or you got a Asmaul Husna, and on the TV screen you are looking at naked woman. All other haram things you are looking. The mixing of this two, Ayatul Kursi one side and this haram one side. Or for example, a youngster, and today everyone, not only youngster, you are watching a TV program and you see that your wife is coming, your mother is coming, your children are coming. One button you press, now you are listening to Quran Sharif. Now the way you carrying on like a big buzur, you are listening Quran Sharif all the time. The minute they move away, you press one button, you washing filth and dirt. So when you mixing these two things, the experts on jadu, they say the worst jadu, the strongest jadu, is when you even desecrate Quran Sharif. And you use Quran also in the filthiest places. From that the worst jadu is made. So this is, or you don't need any enemy in your life. If you're doing this jadu on yourself, you don't need anyone else to make jadu on you, you're your own enemy. And unfortunately, with what relief all were watching the sports, and the World Cup, and everything there, and all that haram that they were watching. In between, Adhan is also going. And in between, some ayahs of Quran, this mixture is very, very dangerous. And it destroys a person. Your whole capacity which Allah has given everyone to distinguish between right and wrong, you destroy it completely. After that, you see clearly these people will try and prove it from Quran that what we are doing is right. And Allah clearly says, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينُهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَالْكُفَّارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't take all these people as your friends. And we praise them, not only as friends, praising them that what a great thing they did. And they gave the da'wah of Islam. On one occasion, we were in Saudi, most probably it was a Umrah trip, and in the taxi as we were traveling from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, wherever it was, the taxi driver put on his radio and there was music playing. So I told him, this is haram, don't put it on So he immediately read a ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share, and meaning of it, your share of enjoyment in this dunya. So he proving haram music, which is totally haram. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, my mission of coming in the world is to break musical instruments. Music causes nifaq, hypocrisy in the heart of a person more than when it rains. In the desert it rains very seldom. When it rains at night, there is a plant, overnight it grows 4 meters high. A normal house is about 3 meters high where the roof starts. 4 meters high it grows. More faster than that, when you hear music, it causes nifaq and hypocrisy. Today on what we see, good YouTube channels, we listening to this Maulana, we listening to that Sheikh, and there comes an advert, and there's music in that advert, and there's a naked woman in that advert. That little bit is enough to bring nifaq and hypocrisy. And then we use the ayat of the Quran, and this is, one is tafsir birrai, that you make tafsir of the Quran Sharif of your own opinion. And it comes, even if you are right, then فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقَدَهُ, make your place in Jahannam. Even if you were right and wrong, if you make it, how terribly worse. And even worse, if intentionally you change the meaning of the ayah. One Maulana trying to prove LGBT, all this now, the colors of the LGBT, he changed the meaning of the ayah. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. In that way, Allah Ta'ala explained that how Allah has created different people from different colors. Some are black, some are white, some are yellow, some are brown, all different. And what Allah referred to and how He changed, the changing of the meaning of the ayah, it is totally haram, and it is one of the most serious guna. Once iman is at stake when we change the meanings of the ayah. And now to say that وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Similarly, once we were in Jamaat in India, and we were with Arabs. Many Arabs were with us, and the Amir of Marseille in France, he was also with us. So we became friends, we were talking. So he told me one day, as you Indian people have understood, hijab, parda is totally wrong. That man must be separate, woman must be separate, they mustn't mix. He said that if that is the case, then when we have a social gathering, a wedding, a walima, any other people, the whole family mixes, a family program, and the woman are separate and the man are separate, he said then there is no fun in that gathering. When all are together, man, woman, joking, laughing, talking, all that, he said then there is fun. And then he read an ayat of the Quran Sharif on that. And what ayat he read? That, لَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تَأْكُلُوا جَمِيعًا أَوْ أَشْتَاتًا. There is no guna on you that you eat all together. And he was meaning man and woman all sit together and eat. Or you sit separately, woman one side, man, Allah. So, and that moment I didn't understand. And we get, till we don't look at tafsir, shan-i-nuzul, we don't understand the Quran Sharif. So we went to a madrasa in Matliwala in Baruj, and I went to the library and I took tafsir al-Jalalain and I checked up. And the meaning of it is that the Sahaba was so keen, they shouldn't eat alone. Always must have a guest. Without a guest, they would not eat. One Sahaba did not find a guest, then he did not eat that night. Then this ayat got revealed that there is no guna on you. You eat with the guest, or if there is no guest, you can eat on your own. So that is the meaning, and what the meaning he took. Now how? Ulama, our ulama of our madrasa, what they say, that this whole World Cup, what was it? Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Fir'aun, they agreed on a day when they will see that who is right, is Musa alayhi salam with his miracle of the snake and the stick, and he's putting his hand under his armpit, whether he is right or the magicians, the jadugars are right. For that they say, قَالَ مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ. The day we will meet will be the day Yawm al-Zina. There's quite a bit of tafsir in Yawm al-Zina, but the day, one common translation is the day of festival. So now they're using that to prove that this World Cup was the day of Yawm al-Zina, and that the da'wah of Islam was being given there, and Islam spread in the world. And then another alim like that, he speaks up and he says that in the hadith it comes that a time will come when the kalima of Islam will have entered every home, solid built home and a baked house. All, everywhere kalima will enter. So he says this was that World Cup. From here they gave the da'wah of Islam and it has entered every home. How, when a person hasn't got the proper sohbat and he is not keeping in touch with the all the means of the sohbat, reading Quran Sharif, reading Surah Kahf, reading all the Quran Sharif, the other surahs, reading everyday Quran, when we don't do this, then what happens to a person? Then he starts thinking like the other people. Now, how we change the meaning of the Quran to suit other people? We have to understand Quran, like from an example we give, that if a father tells the child that he's lying on his bed at night and he tells his child, Muhammad, bring me some water. Muhammad will take water for the father. In what will it give him? How will he give him water? In a glass. Because he understands he's lying in bed, he wants to drink, he's thirsty, he wants to have his medication. On a Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, the father is standing by his car outside in the yard. His sleeves are rolled up and he tells his son, Muhammad, bring me water. Now what will Muhammad understand? How does he want water? In a bucket, he wants to wash the car. But a person who is not there to have ilm sahih is important. Fahm sahih, the proper understanding. A person who wasn't there and he doesn't know this, perhaps when the father wants to drink water in the bed, he will take water in a bucket. And when he wants to wash the car, he will take a water in a glass. To have the proper understanding of deen, nobody can understand deen of their own. And we are prohibited to understand deen of our own. How the Sahaba understood from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلِيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ. That the Sahaba understood deen. They saw it in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That explanation. مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. What I, عليكم بسنة وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين تركتكم على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها. Clear way we have been given. Now we want to follow the deen which is made in the White House, or the deen which is made by United Nations, and the other way, and we give preference to that, that will just take us to complete destruction. So we have to be very careful that we also don't make these mistakes. And those ulama who are making these mistakes, make dua for them. And try and inform them, try and guide them, that we are changing the meaning of the Quran Sharif also. And we are changing our deen also, to suit the enemies. And the total clear haram, which ordinary people, you don't have to be an alim to understand it. Ordinary people understand it. And today, unfortunately, what are called good prominent ulama, they also involved in all this haram. So, and because of that, the misguidance of the people. Allah guide us all to righteousness. Let us understand our deen and the importance of following the correct deen which was given to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that after that also that Allah must accept it from us. That Allah Ta'ala forgives us our shortcomings and Allah be pleased with us and accept it. Wa akhiru da'wana.